Ronald Cruz is with BAM, the Coalition to Defend Affirmative Action, Integration, and Immigrant Rights, and Fight for Equality by Any Means Necessary.
Attacks on immigrants today are parallel to Hitler's attacks on Jews and anti-Semitism in 1930s Germany. And we are going to be rallying in Oakland to organize our communities to get ready to stop ICE, to block ICE, defend our friends, neighbors, coworkers, classmates by any means necessary.
Oakland High School was to hold a walkout at 10 a.m. Overfelt High School in San Jose was to walk out as well. The community actions come as immigration officials are saying undocumented immigrants living in the U.S. will soon have to register with the federal government, and those who fail to do so could face fines, imprisonment, or both. A statement says the registry will be mandatory for undocumented immigrants 14 years and older. Officials say each person must register and provide fingerprints and their address. Cruz says resistance to the Trump administration's mass deportation agenda has proven successful so far.
He's actually had to dismiss a couple of his people in his team because he's been frustrated with the lack of actual deportations. If one follows the news, one sees some high-profile arrests, but not a lot of deportations. And most of the deportations have been people who have been apprehended at the border and not within the United States proper. So I think that the movement has been successful so far and just needs to continue mobilizing and fighting.
Other actions are planned in San Antonio, Texas, Dearborn, Michigan, and Los Angeles, where a coalition of community groups are organizing to protect immigrant communities from ICE immigration, customs, and enforcement raids.
This is our ADE megaphone right now, providing noise to alert the community.
And then if we see that like ICE agents or HSI, if they're like knocking on doors, we just remind people of their rights, and the rights are to not speak, to not open the door, and to ask for a warrant.
Members of the Community Self-Defense Coalition and others are on the prowl looking for ICE in neighborhoods. And when they spot activity, they use bullhorns to warn local residents. Lupe Carrasco Cardona says the coalition is made up of 70 organizations, and their tactic is being used across the country to frustrate ICE officers who are tasked with carrying out President Trump's promise of mass deportations.
We're not here to protect, you know, criminals or whatever the narrative is that's out there. This is really, really, really about beautiful people who are very scared right now. Their children are very scared. My students are coming to school with anxiety, or they're not coming to school at all.
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.